From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at Kingsbury Hall at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. We were very excited to come to Salt Lake City, but we were a little disappointed when we found out why our tickets to all the Winter Olympic venues were so easy to come by. Of course, I have to say we were not nearly as put out as the good people of Salt Lake. Back in 2002, they thought they were buying the Winter Olympics. Turns out, they were just renting them. You pay your money, you get your Olympics. What can I tell you?
Certainly know how to welcome yourself into a town.
I feel right at home now. Right.
Ken Jennings, the greatest Jeopardy champion ever, will be joining us to see how he does in a really tough quiz. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dorothy Stubblebine.
Hey, Dorothy, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Deptford, New Jersey, about 10 miles outside of Philadelphia.
And aren't things just glorious in New Jersey?
Oh, they just are.
Yeah. I say mean things about New Jersey, where I'm from, in the show, and people get mad, so every now and then I...
Yes, I know.
Every now and then I feel... Yeah. every now and then I feel the need to lie and say something nice. Isn't it lovely there?
It is lovely here. We are the Garden State.
Yes. It's great. And also because of the radiation, the vegetables often mutate. So you get new varieties. I think that's a great thing about New Jersey.
I've always really liked New Jersey.
Really? Why, yeah. Paula?
Because the lady on the phone is from New Jersey.
Thank you, Paula.
Well, Dorothy, let me actually formally introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer and a performer and the author of the forthcoming novel, Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Dorothy. It's a pleasure.
Also say hello to comedienne Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
And Dorothy and I already go way back because of our New Jersey connection.
She's the best. She's the best.
And lastly, say hello to TV personality and author of All the President's Pets, Mr. Mo Rocca.
I know.
Hi, Dorothy, are you married?
Unfortunately, I am, Mo.
So that makes you a West Stepford wife?
Yeah. Oh.
Is that right?
You've never heard that,
I'm
have
sorry,
you,
wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute.
I've never heard that.
Wait a minute. Mo just asked you if you're married.
Yes.
And you said, unfortunately, I am?
No, for him.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately for him. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's an elaborate,
I totally
a
missed
bad
that.
Joke uses an elaborate pickup scheme.
But she shut you down, didn't she? Mm.
Dorothy, you're going to start us off by playing a round of Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, of course, as he always does at the top of the show. We'll reenact for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Okay, ready.
All right. For your first quote, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
And so people don't need to worry about security. This deal wouldn't go forward if we were concerned about the security for the United States of America.
Oh, yes.
So what deal, to quote the President, wouldn't have gone forward if the administration were concerned about our security?
The deal to manage our ports.
Right, of course, the ports deal. Very good. Now, what's unusual about this dispute over the company that's based in Dubai, taking over some of our ports, is that for the first time, Republicans are joining Democrats in criticizing President Bush. Their message to the President, you can claim unprecedented powers, deny us oversight, but give us a chance to demagogue against some harmless foreigners who can't vote against us. Well, Mr. President, that's where we make our stand. Now, President Bush, strangely, has both strenuously defended the deal and just as strenuously insisted that he knew nothing about it. The President's sort of strange approach to this crisis, i.e., I didn't know anything about it, and it's perfectly fine, led to this actual immortal lead sentence from a Reuters news story on Thursday, quote, "What didn't the president know, and when didn't he know it?"
Wow, that could serve as a question for the whole presidency.
Yeah. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
It's true.
The eight questions he asked put him on a course to surpass within days the total number of questions Justice Clarence Thomas has asked in 15 years.
That was Dana Milbank of the Washington Post talking about somebody's first day on the job this week. Who?
Oh, the new Supreme Court Justice.
Yes. Mm. His name?
Sam.
Yes?
Alito?
Sam Alito. Close enough.
Alito.
Good.
Jaunty Alioto.
Yes.
Alioto, Jaunty Alioto. Alioto.
From New Jersey, I'd point out.
Right.
Justice Alito took his seat on the Supreme Court and celebrated his ascension by lighting a cigar with a burning copy of the Bill of Rights. We're joking. We kid, we joke. It's a little hazing. We
it's
put all
a joke.
The,
it was it was just the First Amendment. Come on.
The Second Amendment's totally safe.
Yeah.
No, I, you know, actually, it wasn't very interesting. We're trying to spice it up a bit. The most interesting thing about the new kid on the bench this week was that with the seniority of the court rearranged, everybody had to take different seats, and there was some confusion, resulting in, just for a moment, Ruth Bader Ginsburg landing in Clarence Thomas's lap.
Right.
Was that true?
That's when the music stopped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justice
Is
Thomas.
Is that true that she landed in his lap when they were shifting around?
No, it's not true.
Oh.
No, he landed in her lap.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
Everybody has dreams, by an island, by an airplane. In reality, I'm not a fan of flying, and I don't really like water.
That was a man named Mike Terpstra, who, along with seven of his coworkers at a Nebraska meatpacking plant, is going to have to deal with dreams coming true now that they have won what?
$365 million jackpot.
Exactly, in the Powerball lottery. Very good.
Yep.
Biggest thing that's happened in Nebraska in years, the governor of Nebraska himself appeared to introduce the eight winners of the largest lottery jackpot in history to the press. And the governor at that event spoke of the pride he felt about these eight Nebraskans having the ability, the skills, the good old American know-how necessary to pick a bunch of two-digit numbers at random.
Can you imagine how awful it'd feel to be a meat packer there that didn't win?
I know, that didn't chip in.
Yeah. Just, you know, boy, you got to slink into work that day. More meat to pack, because I'm sure they haven't hired enough people at this point.
Carl, how did Dorothy do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Dorothy, you had three correct answers. I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Wonderful.
Good job.
Thank you so much for playing, Dorothy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks so much. Bye now.